Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela and my guest today is Major David Repass, and he is with the Salvation Army. And Major, good to have you with us, sir.
It is good to be here.
Now, the first time I had interviewed someone with the Salvation Army years ago, and they give us, I forget what his designation was. But anyway, I found it interesting. So in the Salvation Army, you do have like majors and colonels and different things.
Very much so. Like in the regular Army, yes. We've kind of adopted all those terminologies. And in our case, of course, it only means that we have maybe served a little longer. We start out as lieutenants, and then, you know, after 5 years, you become a captain, and then after 10 years, you become a major, and then you can serve as long as you want.
Oh, wow. Well, now, talk to us a little bit about the Salvation Army. I wonder how many folks just think you guys are the red kettle there at Christmas time, but you're more than that. You're actually around throughout the year.
Absolutely, and of course, the Salvation Army may be more visible at during times like that. I know that other folks may have seen maybe even our disaster canteens going, you know, to help in a flood or something like that.
Right.
Those are, yes, times when the Salvation Army is visible, but of course, yes, the Salvation Army is year-round serving. And many folks, in fact, may not realize that we are considered part of a church. We kind of outgrew our birth happened because our founder was a Methodist minister.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of walking around London thinking, you know, there's a lot of people out here that are not in church. And what can we do in trying to help those that are really needing, you know, something more immediate?
Right.
And so he began that ministry, and it kind of grew out of that, and the Salvation Army kind of took on that identity because we are, of course, interested in expressing God's love to those who are in need. And what wonderful way, and Scripture, of course, tells us, you know, that when we give even that cup of water in the name of the Lord, we are offering that service to Him. So that ministry kind of is what the Salvation Army certainly tries to do all around the world. In fact, this past month, we entered our 133rd country.
Wow.
So we are spreading all over the world.
So do you have problems, since it is a Christian-based organization, do you have problems getting into other countries?
There are countries, of course, that are more reluctant, obviously because of our Christian background. But I think that's one of the things that has helped actually the Salvation Army, because we are so well known by our activities and ministries and service. Again, most people may not immediately recognize us as a Christian organization. So there are some countries that have not allowed us. I'm thinking of places like Pakistan and other countries that have Muslim cultures. And certainly there are some things, you know, that we want to be very respectful for. But again, we know that there's still need in those places. So we do go and try to come in to offer the help that is necessary. There's even other countries that have allowed us to come in and present the gospel.
Oh, wow.
Because it is something that they've recognized that, yes, is part of who we are.
Now, what types of ministries do you perform or help do you perform here locally and abroad and around the world?
Well, again, we do have different things that the Salvation Army does, depending on where we are.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, for example, here, just in this area, we do offer financial assistance that we want folks to be able to receive. Again, if they're not able to pay their rent, or, you know, utilities are getting kind of high, and, you know,
right,
they're not able to make ends meet. We want to make sure that, you know, we're there, and we work alongside with other agencies and churches and organizations that are providing those services. We kind of, you know, want to make sure that, you know, no one falls through the cracks, you know, and we try to make sure that we're all together trying to support those families, especially thinking of folks, again, that they are not quite yet, you know, crossing over that barrier, but before they get, you know, too far. And then there are certainly other things that we do, especially for folks that are already homeless. In Hickory, for example, we do have our shelter in our Center of Hope there. And we try then to address those needs of families or individuals that already are on the streets. And
right,
what do we do then, you know? And so we are trying to address those issues as well.
Now, how are you funded? Is it just by donations?
Mainly by donations, yes. We do have, and of course, here at the Family Store, that's one of the things that generates, you know, the income that we are able to use to help people.
Right.
But folks that want to contribute, they also do financially. Of course, they can bring donations to the store. We then sell those items and are able to produce, you know, the funds that are necessary. A lot of folks give us donations because we are, of course, recognized, and sometimes, you know, people are ready to respond to that. Even there are times in which we can go to a foundation or even some government grants that are made available for specific things.
Right.
That, you know, make it possible for us then to continue the services. We'd like to think that we'd have all the resources available necessary, you know, to meet the needs. But it really never becomes, you know, we are constantly searching for new avenues, new opportunities to be able to generate that support so that we can continue the service.
Now, talk to us about the local store. Where is it located and what can folks find inside that store?
Well, it's located in North Wilkesboro. I've just found out that there are two different communities. I'm learning. I'm just maybe more than a month that I've been here, so I'm still learning.
Yes.
But we are at Wilkesboro Boulevard, 334 Wilkesboro Boulevard, in North Wilkesboro.
Okay.
And there are, yes, a lot of items that have been donated. Of course, they're always used, and maybe once in a while something new. But a lot of clothing, a lot of furniture, a lot of household items. And again, you know, when somebody doesn't use something anymore in their home, they can bring it to us, or we can actually go by and pick up those donations as well. And then people can buy those items. And we offer, of course, very low prices.
Absolutely.
We try to make sure that the folks out there that are not able to find what they need at other stores that may be too pricey for them, again, that's something else that we can provide for folks that need that.
And what are your hours at the store?
I'm not entirely sure.
He is so new. How new is he that he's not entirely sure the hours of the store?
As soon as you said that, I was thinking, you didn't ask. What? So we can get that information
okay,
to you.
Okay, all right.
In fact, I think it's on your website.
Yeah, it is.
Okay,
I was going to say, you have an advertisement with us, but you're located there on Wilkesboro Boulevard.
Yes.
And so, and again, you have so many different things, whether it's clothing or household items. And again, at way lower prices than what you would,
absolutely,
pay. And so this is a help thing. It helps those who can't afford the full prices.
Sure.
And at the same time, the money that's paid into you, you can go then and help those that are in need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We certainly appreciate the customers and all the folks who have supported us. The listeners, obviously, are mainly a lot of those that do come to the store. So we certainly appreciate that.
Now, at Christmas, I know we went before we went on the air, you mentioned that you're going to be starting with Help for Christmas, actually the end of September, right?
Yes, September 26th and the 28th. And those 2 days, we're going to have folks at the store that will be taking the applications. Any family that already thinks, well, I'm not quite sure if, you know, we're going to be able to make Christmas happen for the kids, they can come and they can, you know, take their information and try to, you know, to compile all of this, because, of course, we have to do it all in advance before Christmas comes, so we know that we can have the items ready and available for the families. So on the 26th and the 28th, they can come by and get the information, provide, you know, the information. And then, yes, then the Christmas help will be available then later on in December.
I'm wondering, Major, if the way that the economy is right now and the way inflation is and gas prices and food prices, I'm wondering if the need is going to be ever increasing as we get closer to Christmas.
It has, of course, the last 2 years with COVID kind of being affecting a lot of things, a lot of people's income, of course. We did see a sizable increase, but the inflation is not helping.
No, it's not helping anyone.
Even with the job market that seems to be kind of, you know, open as far as, you know, a lot of opportunities, there may be folks that are still not able to find not only the right job, but the amount of hours that they need. And certainly the income, you know, that would be able to make ends meet for that family.
Right.
So again, yes, we have seen that increase. We would like to think, again, that we are able going, you know, looking at the next season and in years to come, that we're going to see not a continual increase, but that maybe a new family that may find themselves in that circumstance will say, well, you know, we can turn in to the Salvation Army and, you know, get that help for Christmas.
And again, I'm sure when do you guys start with the kettle campaign?
We do start usually around the middle of November. Some of the locations allow us to ring the bell, you know, kind of around Thanksgiving really is sort of the big push, you know, when we start to have those. And yes, folks can come and help us do that as well, of course.
If someone just wanted to donate, if they're listening to us today, Major, and they just would like to give, maybe a church would like to take you on as a mission project, how would they go about getting in touch with you?
They can call the store, and absolutely they can give them the information. Obviously, again, we appreciate those that are willing and able to give financially. That certainly is something that immediately can be turned over, you know, to help families. So they can call 336-818-2823.
All right. So you can contact the store then for more information if you'd like to either donate or go by and shop at the store.
Absolutely.
That can help them as well to fund the projects that they have. And again, the Salvation Army store is located there on Wilkes-Barre Boulevard and really easy to find. And so go by and shop with them and definitely be keeping that in mind and giving during the kettle campaign. And again, if your family is going to be needing help for Christmas, you said on the 26th and 28th of September is when they're going to be taking information and from families that's going to be needing help.
Absolutely.
All right. And Major, have we discussed everything about the Salvation Army that you wanted to bring out today?
Yes, we certainly appreciate this opportunity. Thank you.
Yeah, and we appreciate what you guys have been doing for so many years. Salvation Army has been around for a long time.
A long time, 153 years.
That's a long time. That's even older than me. All right, Major, thank you so much for being with us today. We do appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right, David, Major David Repass with the Salvation Army here in Wilkes, and we appreciate the information there concerning the Salvation Army. Don't forget about those dates. If your family is going to be needing help for Christmas, that will be September 26th and 28th. You can stop by the Salvation Army store there on Wilkes-Barre Boulevard and talk to them about getting assistance. All right, coming up, we've got more music for you on the way next, Hometown Christian Radio.